Rose Perks is brought to you today by Michelle McKibben, who is a California mortgage loan officer with People's Home Equity Mortgage. And you can email her for more information at McKibben, McKibbin, Michelle@yahoo.com.
And our newest premium subscriber, thanks to Megan Campbell. Megan's a Southern California realtor specializing in Orange County market. She can be reached at facebook.com/Megan Campbell Realtor. That's C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L Realtor. Megan Campbell Realtor at facebook.com. You guys, Megan keeps it 100, okay? Hello and welcome to a very special Men Tell All version of the Rose Pricks Bachelorette Podcast. I'm Ronnie Karam, and I'm with my friend and partner and lovely lady who I would never be a misogynist against, Miss Stephanie Wilder Taylor of For Crying Out Loud and the Sword and Scale Podcast. Hello, Stiff.
Hello, Ronnie. How are you?
So good. Stephanie, I just feel so enlightened after the Men Tell All.
I had a cappuccino, and I have a little bit of a headache, and it's 10 o'clock at night. So either this is going to be really funny, or I'm going to be crying by the end of it. I feel good. I mean, I thought it was actually, as far as Men Tell All episodes, pretty good.
Yes.
Had some moments.
I love a good politician apology. That's my favorite thing. Whenever somebody gets caught, you know, some conservative gets caught sucking dick in a bathroom, or, you know, some leader of a church gets caught taking money out of the till or whatever, my favorite is the inevitable apology speech. And I think Lee has watched a lot of them because he was a really tough one to break.
He really was. I didn't believe him for one moment.
No, nobody did. But no. Here's what I do believe. He's drunk a lot of whiskey, and he's aged about 20 years, and he looks like he's been through a dryer, like a tumbler, you know? I feel bad for him? No. But I do believe that he's getting his ass whooped in the court of public opinion.
Yeah, I do too. But you know what I think about Lee? I think he's got a lot of friends that think just like he does, and that when he's with those friends, they're just like, oh my God, dude, you know, you're just going to have to get up there and just pretend to apologize. But like, you're cool. Like, we all know the truth, right?
Well, we all know at the end of the day, at the next beer pong party, Lee will be getting a lot of Confederate pussy. Okay. And I think he's earned it, guys. One real quick thing I want to say. This week's bonus episode is a very special edition called Ask Your Black Friend. Because yesterday I was smoking up at the end of a long weekend, and I was talking to my friend Martha, who watches this show. And I was like, girl, let's just talk on the phone and I'll record it. And it's a really fun discussion. So go check it out, you guys. It's a really good one. We love all of our bonus episodes. Those have become really fun episodes to do. And if you want those, just go become a member on Patreon. And thank you to everybody who is a member on Patreon. And if you want to become a member, just go to rosepricks.com, y'all. Also, just a quick reminder, Watch What Crappens is doing a live show in Los Angeles on September 2nd. It is going to be our biggest show yet. We're going to have a really good guest. I'm just waiting for confirmation. And it's Labor Day weekend, so we are going to be doing kind of some events the next day and hanging out things. So if you come in town, we'll have a lot of fun. The weekend is going to be great. So come if you can. Just go to watchwhatcrappens.com to get tickets for that. And now let's talk about more Rose Prick stuff, okay?
They did a bunch of most memorable moments at the beginning, and I want to skip most of them because, first of all, who cares? Second of all, I don't know some of those people, don't remember all of them. And it's in the past. Like, let's move on. But I do, if you have a note about anything before we get to Caitlin, go for it. But I want to get to this Chris deciding to read hateful tweets towards Caitlin.
Okay, well, I'll just go through general thoughts because I didn't watch all those seasons. You know, I'm fairly new to the show.
Right.
But I always love when Chris has a chance to talk because the poor guy's been masturbating behind a porta potty through like 80, you know, at least 99% of every episode of the season. And he actually gets to talk, and he's like, guys, usually it's a frat house in here, but this time was both way pussier and more racist than ever. We almost called security, mostly because Ryan Seacrest's lawyers are threatening trademark infringement on my wide open mouth enunciation of the past season. So I didn't understand some of these, but I like the names. Like, Casey strikes out. And Allie tells him, like, girl, no, or whatever. And every single gay guy in that season was like, girl! They were, like, snapping. They were all Orange Robbies. So I wish I saw that season. Then the next one was Nailing Kaylin.
Do you want me to, since we're doing it?
Yeah, you want to tell me? Yeah, go for it.
Well, the thing about that first guy, Casey, was that was back when John used to watch with me. And Casey, this is going to sound so mean, but he had like this really weird way of talking that sounded like he was hard of hearing. So he talked like this and at one point his big thing that he said was, I feel like he was on with somebody else first and they brought him back, but he was like, I will protect your heart. And that was just the worst. Like, I will protect your heart.
I will protect your heart.
Yes. Like that.
Like when people see Marley Matlin in something and they just want to win an Oscar.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a guy on Big Brother like that. He's like, yo, meatball. I'm like, I don't even know if it's okay to make fun of him because I don't know if he can hear. No signs have pointed to him having hearing. You know?
Right. Well, that's the thing. Casey never said, like, I'm the one of the first, like, contestants that's hard of hearing.
And they would. Because the whole backstory would be like, I'm Casey. I cannot hear anything. It has been since birth. And they'd be like, dun, 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 dun. Casey, how do you feel about being the first person who wasn't able to hear right?
Right. And then the person who's, you know, the bachelorette or whatever would be like, you know, it wasn't because of Casey being hard of hearing and talking like that and that we couldn't communicate. It was really just because some of the other guys, our relationships just got stronger.
I like ping pong too.
That's not what I said. So that was that one. And then the next one is Nailing Kaylin, Emily's tell all. And he's like, I wish the best for you. And she's like, that was the biggest load of shit I've ever heard. You should be a politician.
And
then
like
she
Emily,
continues.
Though.
She's like, I hope you find something to have faith in more than your Prada shoes and your helicopter. I'm like, bitch, please. You're saying that because you're the bachelorette. If he was the bachelor, you bitches would be falling over curbs trying to get to his helicopter.
I know. So true.
I love how we decide to like be feminist every other season on this show. So the friendship confession, the two dudes in a hot tub for 4 hours. And they're like trying to convince everybody that they're not gay.
Right.
The other guy goes, you guys, it was a good relationship. It was beyond surface. There was a lot of meat in there for me. And then everyone laughed. Oh, gayness is so funny.
Yeah,
I'm getting bored. Haters gonna hate. Okay, so here's where we get to Caitlin. Haters gonna hate is a Taylor Swift thing. Haters gonna hate. And that's called Shake It Off, which I don't think Caitlyn did very well because she was crying.
Well, but let me tell you something about Caitlyn. I like Caitlyn, and she might be a whore. I don't know. Like, who's to really say? But Caitlyn has been my very favorite bachelorette. And listen to what they did to Caitlyn. Okay. First of all, it was the only season ever, and I believe this is because Caitlyn is so pretty and she's funny. And she's really smart and she's very ballsy. Like she kind of doesn't give a fuck. And so instead of building her up and letting her, you know, just be the bachelorette, they put her up with this kind of boring blonde and they let the guys it's like they couldn't just put her in the power position like they did with Rachel, like they do with every other bachelorette. They put them in a weird position on show one where they let all the guys decide which of the bachelorettes was going to be the bachelorette. Isn't that awful?
Yes.
So they made them not be in the power position. They made them work for it. And then they decided on like episode two or the very end of episode one, like basically whoever got the most. But all the guys put like an envelope, you know, like Survivor style.
Yeah.
and voted basically for who they want, who they would want to be their bachelorette.
Oh, gross.
It was so gross. So gross. So that being said, Caitlin wins. She becomes the bachelorette. And then she goes, Nick, she's the one that I told you about, that Nick, what, however we say his name, Vile. He was one of the last guys standing and the guy she ended up picking. And she ended up sleeping with Nick like halfway through the season. And then that became a big story point because she was just this girl that was like, I don't care. Like, she was attracted to him. I don't know. They were probably drinking. And she just like had sex with him. But then, of course, it became a big thing where she had to go admit to all the guys, like, I went, things went too far. And basically, like,
oh,
I had sex with this guy.
Oh, my God. I had sex with the guy before the week where I was supposed to bone like four of you.
Yes. But that's the thing that's so crazy that it makes me insane, because why should, I mean, the guys I'm sure have all done that, but then she didn't pick him at the end. So this is where we get to this tweet, like about like what a slut she is. And
well,
I
what,
feel
you
like
gotta
that's
buy
horrible.
Every car you test drive.
Thank you.
That's
thank
ridiculous.
You.
We'd all have a fleet of cars outside.
And guess what? She's still with the guy she picked. Like, they got over it, you know, but the thing that just makes me so mad is that she had to kind of grovel and apologize and sort of, you know, act really, really, you know, repentant about it. And who cares? So she slept with a guy. But then here's what really bothers me. Why did they decide that they're going to, why did they have to read that to her?
Oh, my God. And then when he told her, well, I know that you've read these before because we let you read them before. And I'm, you know, glad that you're going to sit here and let us read them aloud. And I was thinking they were going to be like, you're great, you know, to make her feel better, because you could tell right. She was about to jump out of her skin. And right. Then the tweet's like, Caitlin is a selfish horse who should crawl in a hole and die. And she goes, yeah. You know what really gets me? That was a mother who said that. I was like, well, of course it is.
Yeah. Caitlin is a selfish whore with no morals and a pathetic excuse for a human being. She should just crawl in a hole and die. Hey, Caitlin, how do you feel hearing that?
She's like, great.
How the fuck do you think she feels, Chris? If I was hosting the show, I would be like, there's no need to read that. There's none at all. This isn't Jimmy Kimmel.
And then
you
bringing
know,
it up
like
again,
mean
it's
tweets.
Like it's like something that would never, ever go away. It's like, hey, remember that time someone tweeted Caitlin is a selfish whore and we read it aloud? Let's
it
show the
die.
Clip.
Yeah. And then Chris goes, well, I would take you as a mother to my kids over somebody who's a cyberbully. Wow.
Yeah,
bravo,
good for you.
Chris.
Didn't
bravo,
you get divorced? Didn't your wife leave you for cheating or something? Like, please shut up, Chris. Yeah. But also, I just like that she's so shocked that it's a mother. Like, mothers are so beyond anything like that. You've seen that thing where that woman drove her kids into a pond, right? Like, hamsters eat their babies.
Yeah.
Okay.
Agreed.
Let's drop the shock. We're human
agreed.
Beings. We're all terrible. So then the hanging Chad,
that.
Which was stupid, when JoJo got it in, where she's like, well, this is where what he wants, and he's not even worth my breath. And all the gay guys are like, yeah, girl. Go, girl. I was like, this is enough. And then that girl who was pregnant, like, right away. And they're like, let's find out if it's a boy or a girl. And
no, she wasn't pregnant right away. She was a that would be really funny if she was 5 months pregnant on the after the final rose. No, they had just brought them back.
Oh, okay. It did seem kind of fishy. I was like, wow, those two really found love quickly in the fantasy suite. And there, the doctor's out there, and he's like, well, it's official. You're probably not going to lose this pregnancy weight. Your dress is hideous, and your baby's ugly. And she's like, oh, my God, thank you. Okay, now we get into the real show. The girls scream for Dean.
Yeah.
I think I screamed because of Dean's new haircut. What is he doing?
What is happening?
What is
why,
that?
Don't. Okay, if you're going to shave one side, you can't have to have it short enough on top that you don't have like a crooked wave on the side. It's like then you have to spray it down so hard that it's got like a wave and then it's sort of almost feathered.
It's
no.
like a
nope.
flat top kind of thing. It's like that shaved on the side, then flat top on the top.
But it wouldn't be flat on the top because it was too long.
Yeah, it was weird. But the Russian sure loves him because he was like screaming and stuff.
Thank God the Russian never talked the whole time.
I know, yeah. He's not made for talking. And then yeah. Lee's temple Botox veins were just freaking out. They were trying to run away. They were trying to pop out so big that they could literally just run away.
That's so true.
Moana, the first segment is Moana the Tattletale.
Yeah, who's dressed like a priest, minus the white collar. What was happening there? It was just this weird black pants and this black shirt and this, like, a necklace.
And his fake
and
glasses.
These glasses.
He's like, you guys, God, I'm Moana. Smart, okay? I found the Claire's. I found the Claire's that Diggy's obsessed with. And I've gotten some glasses with no prescriptions, okay? And chain over my shirt. I'm a black preacher! It's like, Moana, just stop, okay? You're not going to be accepted by Rachel or anybody else on this show. Just stop.
Nope. Nope. But first, sadly, we have to go right to Waboom and Blake. Well, first they recap a bunch of random scenes.
Yeah, they recap stuff, and Chris is like, okay, guys, whoa. Let's hold the racism for later, okay? It's going to take us through this whole show. First, Waboom and Blake. Waboom is still wearing a picture of himself on a shirt that was probably done on a boardwalk somewhere by a cartoon artist. Waboom. What do you say for yourself?
It's like, we had a really good connection. Like, I had a really good connection. And all the guys are like, no, you didn't. Waboom, you're stupid.
Waboom looks like he's 70 years old right now. Has he always been that old?
Yeah, he has.
He looks like a young Milton Berle. And by young, I mean like 50 or 60.
Right.
And he looks drunk.
And Blake has been completely forgotten about. I love when these guys come back for Mental All, and they just assume that we all know who they are. Like, you know what? You were on a couple of episodes, and then I lost interest in you.
Yeah, no one ever had interest in Blake. No. And when Waboom's like, yeah, well, what people saw was Blake obsessing over me. And Blake's like, oh, really? Anyone have a banana? And I'm like, I know to you that's hilarious, but to everybody else, you're just looking really gay right now. Okay.
And then basically
Moana's
everyone
like,
thinks,
Chris, Waboom wasn't here for the right reasons, Chris. It's like, okay, we've already done your tattletale section, Moana. Okay, go find a little girl to carry. Fucking obnoxious giant.
I know. He didn't do himself any favors.
Who else didn't? His name is Adam, the puppet man.
Yeah.
Smush face puppet Adam comes out. And he's like, guys, I have feelings, okay? I'm really hurt. And that's why I'm wearing a palm tree shirt buttoned down like halfway with my jacket over. Because I have feelings. And also, Waboom wasn't here for the right reasons. It should have been, Wabye! I was like, oh my God. Adam, you're terrible and lost too. So please be quiet, smush face.
I feel like Adam hired a couple of writers. You know, we had some friends. And he's like, okay. Everybody, let's get together. I'll get a pizza, okay, and some beer. And let's just really sit down and brainstorm some jokes that I can do on Mental All.
Yeah, he's and like, then they guys, just went the Parmesan bites are on me.
And then one of his friends was like, how about this? How about something about Waboom, Waboom, like Wabye? And
he's like, how about Waboo? How about Waboo? And he's like, I don't really get that. You know, like Waboo, boo. Nah, it sounds too much like Waboom. How about booyah? That's too long. Like, it has to have the same syllables.
One of the guys was like, how about wabye? And he's like, I don't know. Then the other guy's like, I think you should go with that one. And then towards the end, he's like, oh, there's no more pizza left, and we're out of beer.
We're down to wabizzle.
He's like, but we don't have anything. And he's like, just do one of them, okay? We don't care anymore. We're done. And he's like, all right, well, bye. Yeah. Oh, that does work.
I get it now. So Chris is like, so DeMario, basketball, date. So DeMario, some rando, you know, what happened with your dramatic lie to Rachel? And he's like, you guys, some rando called you guys and said she had a relationship with me. I mean, what am I, Beyonce, that people are calling? Lots of people have my number, okay? That's a side chick. Facts are facts. Show me a picture. Is there any ocular facts that we dated? I'm like, is there any ocular facts that we dated? You really had me until that question.
Then my favorite was when he tries to explain to Chris what ocular means. He's like, He's like, Chris, like ocular facts. Do you know what that means? Like facts that you could see, like something you could see. You just know Chris is just like, look, just because I'm peeing behind a porta potty doesn't mean that I don't know words.
I know. Diggy's like, I have ocular issues, which is why I'm in my glasses. Thank you. Thank you for proving my point.
And then DeMario just goes crazy. He's like, you know, like Bill Clinton, like bleep, 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 Monica, bleep, bleep, bleep. And I'm like, just, you know, like that, I'm like, yeah, he raped Corinne. Sorry. I'm sorry.
That is funny. Sorry. I wasn't expecting that. I'm like, you know that Bill Clinton was impeached because he got caught blatantly lying, right? You idiot. It's like, Bill Clinton, guys. It's like, that is the last defense that anybody should use ever, okay? He's like, you guys, you're still mad about my emails? It's like, no. Stop using every Clinton defense ever, okay? He's like, I didn't know what C meant.
And then, by the way, Waboom says something, sticks up for DeMario, and Sadie, my 9-year-old, just goes, Mom, if Waboom thinks DeMario's okay, we're in trouble. I was like, yes, girl.
Yeah, someone else said that. Who else? Who was the other guy who said that? He's like, it's all the terrible people. Wasn't it Dean? He's like, it's all the terrible people standing up for each other. Yeah. Oh, no. I wrote Rando Midget Popeyes. Oh, yeah, that little short guy with the buggy eyes. He's like, oh, it's all the worst people are banding together. I was like, why don't you sit down, lifeguard, like midget lifeguard. Sit down. And Dean goes, come on, guys. It's DeMario. It's not like he's Lee. He's just an idiot. He's not a racist. And they were like, oh, okay. Chris was like, well, hold it. We'll get to the racism when I say we're at the racism. Okay, guys. I know you're really excited to talk about racism.
By the way, I have to just interject something that's going to make you happy. I forgot to tell you somebody I realized was on Paradise.
Who?
Remember that short guy with the anger issues who was like in the Marines?
Oh my God, Chad's gay. The one who was like, yes. Girl, that was like the midget Moana of his season.
Yes.
Yes, the tattletale yes. bitch of
yes,
his
he's
season.
On Paradise.
The marine bottom bitch. I'm so in for this. I hope his butt gets fingered by somebody. I'm sorry, that is so disgusting. I'm sorry.
By Corinne.
No, by like a dude.
By another guy. I know.
Yeah, but they ignore it because rape isn't rape when it's men. You know, this show's so fucked up, I'm telling you.
It really is.
So, all right. So hey, Moana. You guys, I know what everybody's wondering right now. What does the guy with the puppet think? What does Mushy Adam Face think? He's like, you know what? DeMario's situation, it really took away from Rachel being able to feel vulnerable. It's like, you seriously need to go mush your face backstage. I don't want to look at you.
Yeah, somebody later was like, you know, I feel bad because, like, Rachel's walls came down. And then, like, you know, we, like, hurt her. Like, while our walls were down. Like, yeah. Walls were up, but then they came down. And then we took advantage of that. And then her walls went back up.
Yeah. He made her walls go God. Vulnerable. And Josiah's like, he is the rat of all rat, Moana. I like that Josiah's just ready to give a speech at any moment. And Moana's like, look, I was just here for a woman. And then I didn't get her, so I've become a black preacher, and I'm pretending to have astigmatism ocular.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, Moana. Thanks for speaking up.
And then Waboom is like, you're a joke, Moana. And then Urkel's like, who are you calling a joke? You should be calling somebody a joke.
Oh,
you're
my Waboom. God. Yes, which is true. And then everybody's like, woot, 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 woot. Urkel, okay, this is where Urkel suddenly becomes the star of the show. Now, from now on, every question Urkel has an answer for, but not an answer. He just talks for a really long time. It's either yes. him or wrestler Kenny. They're just like, we'll yes. just talk a lot.
Yeah.
And Urkel's like, look, everyone thinks I'm a nerd. I'm wearing tennis shoes with my suit. Can we get a mm-hmm. close-up on these? Thank you. So next is Kenny and Lee. What yeah. was it about Lee, Kenny? And he's like, it wasn't bleep about Lee. I was just there for Rachel. We agreed to play a gentleman's game. Like, what is this, fencing?
Exactly. Why do I have a note here that Kenny said, we all respect each other a lot. He was just trying to do his thing. But then he got mad. So that's what he tries to say at the beginning.
Yeah, Kenny starts talking, but he talks so much that everybody checks out immediately. And Dean is like getting the little, what do they call those pills? You know, like a pill. He's like getting pills out of his socks. He's just like smoothing his socks out, making sure his socks are okay. I was like, oh my God, Kenny's already unbearable.
Oh, he's the worst.
And Lee's all scrinkly faced over there in the corner with his veins popping. And I just wrote, answer doesn't need to be the song. So let's shorten it by hearing what Urkel thinks. He's like, I'm wearing sneakers. I had conversations with everyone in the house, and I don't think that they were understanding each other. You know what it comes down to is communication. And once I saw it was going into a direction of miscommunication and misunderstanding and people really not understanding where the other person was coming from. You see, people come from different places, and sometimes one person is here and the other person is over there. And people walk until they meet, and sometimes they meet in the middle. I'm like, shut up!
Well, here's
stop
the problem.
Talking!
Urkel, if you recall, was one of the ones that grew up around all whiteies and is only attracted to white
whiteies,
women.
Whiteies, Stephanie? Really?
Sorry, crackers. He grew up around all crackers, and he's only attracted to white women. Do you remember that? So no wonder he's out there just going like, yeah, let's just all get along. Let's just all respect each other. No, Lee's a racist, and these other guys want to call him out for it.
Well, he does eventually call him out a lot and stuff.
Yes.
I think he's
no,
just
Urkel
like suddenly.
Doesn't.
Urkel doesn't?
Not really.
Oh,
the other
I thought
guys
he does.
Do.
I just figured this was, I feel like Urkel felt like he didn't get enough to say in the show, and so now he's just going to keep talking. And Dean's like trying to prove to everybody that just because he comes from his crazy family, that he could still be with a lawyer. He's like, look. It's evident, looking objectively for facts, that Kenny is nice, okay? Law talk, law talk. Lee is mean, and Kenny is nice. Case dismissed! Lee badgered the witness and overstepped his bounds legally in his experience, and it could have been enjoyable to the plaintiff. Like, what are you even talking about, okay?
He's like, Chris, may I approach the hot seat? Chris is like, no, not yet. He's like, oh, all right. Overruled.
Yeah,
right.
And once Kenny approached the hot seat, then everybody was like, I can approach the hot seat too, because you've already entered the hot seat into evidence.
Yeah. So then, by the way, DeMario sticks up for Lee, which was insane.
Yes, okay, of course. Well, he tries, but then, of course, Lee
messes like, the
it
Lee
all
I know is genuine and a really genuine guy.
Yeah,
yeah,
he's
and
like,
then
he
Urkel
reached
says,
out to me. He's like, after that thing at the gym with all that lie, all those lies that girl told about my ocularity, he reached out to me, okay? I'm like, yeah, of course he did. Have you read his Twitter? He's like, yeah, man, those hoes. I get it.
Them hoes, right?
And then DeMario's Urkel like, was like, yes, that's why it was jarring to me as well. And I just wrote jarring. It was jarring. Yeah. Was it jarring, Urkel?
He was really great. I mean, I thought he was really great. Like the way he treated me was great. But then later some stuff came out on social media and I was like, well, is the Lee I know the real Lee or is that the real Lee?
And then real Kenny's Lee like a little blue bird who speaks in under 140 characters. Or is the Lee I know the man with the cowlick that just won't stay down with the crinkly face and bulging temple veins. That I just want to hug right
time
now.
At the beach. Then Kenny's like, look, y'all, you know, I think Lee was just out of his league, right? Like, we were a bunch of, like, class A type of guys, and Lee just wasn't, like, up to par, you know? Like, that's really the problem.
That he kept saying he wasn't up to this level, and he kept putting his hand like a height chart. Like, my daughter is 10, and she's twice his size, okay?
So then Kenny is approaching.
Oh, no, wait, guys. What does puppet smushy-faced Adam think? He's like, well, I had Kenny's back, and there's a story about Kenny. And I'm like, no one's listening to you, puppet. Okay, carry on.
Okay, so then Kenny, we go to a commercial, and then we come back, and then Kenny is in the hot seat, and we're going to hash it out. So then we show a little bit of the Kenny / Rachel / Kenny's daughter relationship. And then I started wondering, like, how's Kenny's daughter doing right now? I mean, Kenny had to take the whole day off to do this taping, you know? Was he FaceTiming with her? Did he go backstage and FaceTime with her?
Well, they made it sound like he hasn't seen her since, right?
What? No.
They made it sound like that. He's like, I know you're just dying to see your giant little girl.
Oh, well, right. Okay, but wait, first, that's just what I was wondering. Yes, and then we pay that off later. But so then Chris is like, Kenny, they asked him if he had a chance to like,
he was trying to get the racist ball rolling, right? So he's like,
right.
You guys had such great chemistry. Was your chance dashed by a hint of racism? I'm like, first of all, Lee was bad, but the biggest cock block in Kenny's life is his kid. Okay.
Right.
We all know.
Right.
And then Kenny's like, no, I had no problem. Look, I was best friends with him. I thought Lee was great. And you know, when I started talking to him, I was just saying, bro, that's not cool. But then when he's discrediting you at every turn and then hitting the whole Kenny, if I did anything to offend you, and everybody was like cheering. And he's like, okay, but remember when he labeled you as aggressive? And he's like, well, look, when I was younger, I would have kicked his ass and there would have been two less bachelors, but I have to be responsible for my daughter. I'm like,
he's like, I'm a dad. You know, I don't know if you guys know this. I just want to tell you something. I'm a dad. I'm a proud dad. I have a daughter. Her name's Mackenzie. She's 10 years old. She's a wonderful girl. I haven't seen her in about 24 hours.
My daughter. But I just like that Chris was trying.
I love baby doll.
He was trying so hard to get him to say racist, right? He's like, aggressive. And he's like, oh no, I was very aggressive. And I still am, but I keep it in because I'm responsible for a kid now and I can't be aggressive. And he's like, okay. Well, did you guys see an aggressive side to Kenny? And Urkel's like, well, it's easy to go with that word aggressive. But, you know, blah, blah. I just wrote, shut up, hush puppy. Like, no one is asking you, Urkel. Why are you answering every question, okay? Nothing has to do with you. And Lee goes, well, I have one thing to say. He did not pull me from a van, and I should have taken the high road. I should have been a friend in that moment, and I wasn't. And for that, I'm sorry. Yeah, I am sorry.
Kenny's like, yeah, fuck right. I didn't pull you out of the van. Yeah, I was there, motherfucker.
Yeah.
And Lee has nothing on his face. He just looks totally blank.
Yeah, because he just expects everyone to be like, it's okay. That's the thing with saying shit and then always having to say you're sorry. People are sick of hearing sorry. You know, it doesn't just work for everything anymore. And Kenny's like, well, that's admirable, but I'm going to stomp on that, okay? At the time, I didn't think it was racism, but then I read your interviews about you trying to get under people's skin on purpose. And that's not necessarily racist either, but every man here was looking for love, and we're looking for true love. Chris is like, could you please stay on the racism thing, okay? We've only got 2 hours. We've got to get to the bloopers, which everybody is incredibly excited about.
So then Chris is like, you know, this day, even this one day away from Mackenzie, must be so hard. So you know what? You shouldn't have to be away from her for even one day. Let's bring out Mackenzie!
And then the bushes start shaking. Yeah. It's like, boom! Boom! I'm just kidding. She's a really cute girl. She's just
totally
so big for
pretty.
Being a 10-year-old. Yeah, yeah, she's a really pretty girl.
She's so cute. But the whole problem is...
She's
was
like,
so
hey, Dad!
But it was like it was the after the final rose. You know, it was like, oh my God, we haven't been able to be public with each other in months. It was inappropriately romantic. They bring her out and it's like, she's got a rose. What the fuck? That's
They're like,
not
can we
right.
please get some empty vases behind the daughter, please?
And then they hug like they haven't seen each other in forever. And then they're like, you guys have been away from each other for so long. You know, let's make this a more romantic weekend. You guys are both going to Disneyland. And she's like, oh my God, I get to spend some romantic time with Dad.
You're
and he's
getting
like
the
her.
Bridal suite.
So
you'll be
gross.
Taking a ride around. It's a small world all alone with singers and a mariachi band playing romantic musics on your canoe. Music on your canoe. That was a little weird. And he's like, I just wanted to find a good mom for my giant little lady. And he's like, wow. Well, it's your birthday tomorrow. Congratulations on being 27. She's like, I'm 8 or whatever. So Chris is like, wasn't that romantic? Let's get back to racism. Yep. Lee, come up here on the hot seat. And then they just showed up a close-up of this black lady going, She was like...
So then Lee's, oh, hell Lee's no. like... Lee's like, look, y'all. I'm just facetious and I make jokes. I'm a joker.
There are a thousand reasons I'm feeling anxious right now, but I don't think that's a bad thing. And he's got his arm on the back of the couch, getting his fucking pit stains all over everything to show he's comfortable no matter what his temple veins say. He's like, I'm facetious, and I make inappropriate jokes when I'm scared, and it comes off wrong, and I learned that about myself.
But bottom line, I should have been a better friend.
Yeah, and Kenny's doing the snake thing. You know, and here's Kenny's thing, and it's always been his issue. Just quit while you're ahead, Kenny. Just shut up. You know, you already got the guy quiet. Why do you have to be over there making hand movements and doing all this shit? He's already the huge villain. It's not like anybody's going to be on Lee's side, you know?
Right.
I just don't like them kicking him so much that it makes him look like a victim. Because, like I said at the beginning of the episode, it's just going to get him more Confederate pussy.
Right.
You know?
So then Kenny is like, finds a time to self-aggrandize. He's like, look, all my friends back home were like, Kenny, that was you on and off camera. The Kenny we know, that was the same Kenny that was on camera. But Lee, I want to know if you're the same.
Yes, what? He's the same. He's an inauthentic asshole. This is the true him. He's not authentic. Yeah. Like, why? He's authentically inauthentic. I mean, what are you going to do? And he's like, yeah, well, I thought I was going to meet an amazing girl, and seeing how I reacted to people that I just love to death. I need to learn how to fix things. And the hot bald guy's like, what things? Speak it. Say the word. And Diggy's like, you know what's unfair? I packed a lot of glasses and he made it further than a lot of people. Okay? And that's not fair. Like, he's like common enemy number Lee. Well, I only got to wear my tortoise shells once. So who's the victim now?
And Dean's he's like, by the way, I apologize
to lens crafters.
He's like, by the way, I just went and got yet another bow tie from Claire's that I'm wearing today. And did I waste it? Almost. But no, I didn't, because I popped up to say that. So there.
And Chris is like, well, what about when you were mean to Kenny? And he's like, I should have been better friends. And someone went bleep. And he's like, look, let's just get rid of all this friend stuff. Because I don't care about friends. Are you disappointed in yourself, embarrassed for being come on, finish the blank, and he's like, well, you know, I learned things. It's like, Jesus. And then Dean's like, you didn't come out on social to denounce your words. You would promote your own words. You'd be like, tune in Monday when I'm a what am I trying to say? And he's like, I don't know what that word is.
And Lee goes, Lee goes, I understand where you're coming from.
And Dean goes, then, stop it. This is when you always get defensive. He's like, I hear you.
Yeah.
I hear you.
I should have been a better friend. Chris is like, you know what? Let's show you some old tweets.
What am I trying to say? He's like, a rascal? Okay, let's bring up the tweets.
Yeah. One is about women are meant to stick around for a few days. Dogs are meant to stick around. So men, get a dog. And Lee's like, well, I was going through a tough breakup, but I should have been a better friend.
With the dog.
He's like, well, he's like, okay, how about this one then? Have you ever met a pretty feminist? There's a reason for that. Lee's like, yeah, I should have been a better friend. I mean, you know, I really respect women and I'm friends with women, but I guess I should have been a better friend to women. And he's like, okay. All right. How about this one? What's the difference between the NAACP and the KKK? The KKK have the decency to cover their racist ass faces. And the audience is like, and Chris is like, but I mean, when I really saw
boo.
That.
They didn't no, really
No, they didn't.
Boo.
They were just shocked.
And he's like, this is an area where I have a lot to learn. Because you see, the way I'm looking at it, I was calling the KKK racist. So I don't know what you people were mad at.
So then Josiah's like, may I approach the bench? And he's like, Rachel's not here. The judge isn't here. Rachel's dad's not here. And he's like, okay, can I come up to the bench? And Chris is like, okay. And he's like, listen, brother, why did you come on a show? knowing the Bachelorette is a black woman. You know, the NAACP fought for my rights. You know, if it wasn't for the NAACP, like, I would still be drinking at, like, a different drinking fountain, you know? But now, I'm not drinking at a separate drinking fountain. I'm right here with all of you guys, and I was trying to fight for, you know, Rachel's heart.
And so Lee's like, I would like to apologize for drinking fountains. Because drinking fountains really just want to be a good friend to you, okay? That's really all they want. It's like, oh! It makes me crazy. And everybody's just saying, you know, Kenny's like, everyone's sorry when they get caught cheating on their wife, but were they sorry enough to not do it? It's like, Kenny, just be quiet, okay? You had your turn to scream about this.
And then Lee's like,
racism, it bothers me morally inside. And when I saw those tweets came out, it hurt me a lot. And I started thinking I was reckless.
Yeah. And then DeMario's like, oh, so what? So you made a racist tweet. Like, and now you're just mad that you got caught.
Yeah. He's like, did you denounce them the day they were reprinted or a year and a half later? For example, I denounced that hoe the first second that she came up to me. Then I admitted it. Then I denounced that hoe again. Do you see my consistency? Ocular. Yeah. And he's like, I would like to apologize for the ocularness. Yeah. Of my situation. And Moana's like, but what was your intention? I got glasses for this. I got glasses.
And then Lee's like, well, I understand how you could feel that my tweet came off as inconsiderate. Really? Okay. And I could have been a better friend. Shut up.
So now DeMario is standing and yelling. He's like, you compared the NAACP to the KKK. I mean, that's like comparing SWA. To the NRA. Do you know what all these letters mean? And Lee's like, here's the letters I would like to compare this situation to. I'm sorry. Okay? I'm sorry.
Okay?
Okay. Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And DeMario's like, I want to sit you down and give you history 101. And I'm like, oh my God, DeMario history.
Yeah.
All he'll know is all the times historical figures denied that they impregnated women.
Yeah. So then Chris wants to know how Lee feels about getting called out. And he's like, well, if I hurt anyone with a bad joke, I'm sorry. So then Hot Anthony stands up and he's like, Lee, you know, I didn't think you need to think about whether or not do you have racist thoughts? Because, you know, if you're saying things and you're having the attitude that's not of gratitude, then you need to think about whether your attitude is one of racism.
Yeah, and then everyone's like, are racist thoughts embedded in your mentality? Like, they really wanted him to have that end of Law and Order confession where he's like, I did it, okay? I'm a racist. I came on here wanting to kill all of you. I hate you. Like, they wanted him to have this big moment where he's just a screaming, foaming at the mouth animal confessing to every racist sin in the world.
Yes. Or a little, a few good men moment where he's like, you need me on that ledge. You need me speaking. The
you
racist
can't handle the truth.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's Lee. So he's like, I just want to be friends. You know what I've learned? How to build a bear. Because that's where I've been going every day to help children of all color learn how to build a bear. Understand, guys?
But wait. First, after Hot Anthony sits down, Lee's like, Anthony, you've always been well-spoken. Racist? Racist?
I know. People got in trouble for saying that when Obama... What senator said that when Obama was running? They're like, well, we like Obama, I mean... Oh, Bill Clinton, actually. He was like, well, he's articulate. Remember?
Yeah.
They're like, he's very articulate. And people are like, Jesus, Bill Clinton. He's like, what? What'd I say?
It was so funny, though, because he goes, Anthony, you've always been well-spoken. I did things that were wrong. I've learned a lot. Well, not you haven't learned that much.
Yeah, and Anthony's like, specifically, and Chris is like, let's just put it this way, guys. Do you recognize the misogyny, racism, and sexism in your comments? And he's like, well, I am grateful to be denouncing that Lee, because I'm a Lee that can learn, okay?
Yeah.
I'm like an Amazon Echo. I may not understand what you're saying the first time, but if you ask me to play, say, Nina Simone, or, you know, Bessie, or, you know, any of those people, Aretha, you know, Billie if Holiday. You ask me to play those enough times, I'll eventually get worn down and learn to enjoy some respect. Okay, guys? They're like, yay.
Yeah.
And Moana's like, say racist. Say it.
Yeah,
he's
they
not
just
saying
will not
racist,
let it go.
You guys.
Yeah, he's like, well, I apologize for my ignorance. And then they're like, yes, but were they racist? And he's like, all right.
So Urkel, now, first Urkel teeth. Gives a speech. Urkel's like, look, here's what you needed to say. You never said these things were racist and those things were racist, but they are not in my heart because my heart is not racist, even though my words were racist. And he's like, okay, fine. That tweet was racist and I denounced that tweet. And everybody's like, you did it.
Hey.
You did it. You've taken all your behavior and boiled it down to one tweet that you've said 5 million times was only a joke and everybody's too sensitive. Thank you. You did it. I mean, these people are crazy. And then yeah, Anthony's like, well, it's a growing experience. And I would like to say, I accept your retribution.
Yeah.
And
then
Kenny's
Chris
like, I have a daughter.
And then Chris is like, well, Lee, it sounds like everybody's forgiven you. And guess what? You're the next bachelor. No, that didn't actually happen, but I wouldn't have been super surprised.
Oh my God. I just love Kenny ending all that. Listen, I want to say something. I have a daughter. Oh God.
And her name is Mackenzie, and she is 37 years old. I mean, well, I don't know. She's very big for her age. So then
I just wrote down Lee will be dead in a year. Because this guy, he's either going to be dead from drinking, driving off a cliff, or being run over on purpose. But this guy just looks like he's about to crack.
Yep, he really does. So then it's time for Dean. And we have we replay the whole awkward dad visit.
Yeah, I just fast forwarded through that shit. But I like when Chris was like, Dean, your hometown was raw, vegan. How were your thoughts and... how are you showing your pain in your new haircut? And Dean's like, well, I was hoping this would offset my stress gums. And he's like, it doesn't. He's like, damn it. Vulnerable.
Yeah. Dean has fake teeth, too, like they all do.
Yeah. There's something gummy there. There's some gum issue there. And then Chris is like, well, there's a place in Mexico for losers like you. It's called paradise. And then they cut to Jasmine, and her eyes are sparkling. So my guess is Dean and Jasmine.
Interesting.
You go, guys. But Jasmine will fall in love with anybody. You know, I mean, Jasmine's really looking for it. She'll fall in love with the nearest tree.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If she doesn't choke it out first. Like, oh, I want to know how many rings are inside your trunk.
So,
I just want to axe you down and then just like, oh, check you out. Okay, so then Chris is like, so Dean, you know, things were going really good with Rachel, but like, what was the disconnect at the end? And Dean's like, on my end, there was not a disconnect. I was falling in love with her. And he's like, oh, but for her, disconnect.
You gave me a mental breakdown in front of my family and re-engaged me in the trauma that ruined my life, Chris.
Yeah.
That's what happened. Racism. And Chris is like, oh, well, Rachel, wasn't that fun? And then Rachel's laughing. She's like, oh. Well, look, I'm laughing, but it was hard. It was hard. I mean, a mung bean. What's a mung bean? Am I right, guys? And Dean's like, look, can I come up now? I'm approaching the bench. I'm like, what the hell, Kenny? You started a flood.
Oh, okay. You skipped ahead a tiny bit.
Oh, what
because
I skipped.
Because I just want to give Dean some props for he goes, I came into this, you know, with an open heart, but I would not have proposed without her seeing what she was getting into. Like I was needed to be open about this. And then he talks about the thing where he says he gave the producers his father's phone number and that his father was willing to do it. And then he's kind of glad he went through it.
I love that he just gave them the father's phone number and didn't call the dad. Like, okay, dad, here's what's going on. Please don't embarrass me. You know, I know things haven't been easy. Maybe we should talk. It's just like,
no, because he hadn't spoken to him in 2 years.
Like, let's do this on TV. I know, but he had to know that the dad was going to be like, Kong Nugga Ding Dong, Mung Bean, Spirit, Spirit, Feeling Spirit.
But that's because you know the producers were pushing and pushing and pushing, and he was like, okay, well, I'm not going to call him. If you guys want to call him and see if he's up for it.
Yeah. Or probably just, yeah, yeah. That was so sad. But he came back, and he's like, look, we know he's been swimming in a pool of pussy-se.
Oh, yeah.
He is, because he's been in paradise. And he's like, he's having to pretend to be sad now again for like the end thing. And he's like, listen, Rachel, you know, here's all I wanted to say. Like, first I was afraid, I was petrified, like, but I can never live without you by my side. She's like, wait a minute. He's like, I literally have nothing to say. Okay, good talking.
Yeah.
Chris is like, how difficult was it seeing Dean's new haircut? I mean, it's basically like cutting.
And then Rachel's like, well, I did feel bad about sending Dean home, but now that I see his hair, I know I made the right decision. So I'm really glad that we could have this closure. And Dean's like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
What?
He's like, I thought it was real. She's like, you got a summer free pussy. So I will accept your thank you card. Okay, Dean?
Yeah. And then he's like, look, like, I guess I just want to say one thing. Like, I just thought it was kind of weird that, you know, you said you were falling in love with me. And Rachel's like, well, I was falling in love with you. But then like 10 seconds later, I wasn't. So I don't know why you're so mad.
I like when she says, well, if you know me, like if you know me, you'll know that I don't just say things that I don't mean. Okay. So if you know me, you'll know that I meant it in that moment. Okay.
Yeah. I feel like I already told you I keep things 100. So do we have to go back over that? Like, are you saying I keep things 97? Because that's I've said it. If I've said it once, I've said it 100 times.
Keep it 100. I keep things. That is in my favorites of emojis. So it's super easy if you need me to text you that for my Apple Watch. Do you need me to do that right now? Because I will. He's like, no, I get it. Good talk. So Chris is like, well, there were other bumps in the road. For example, DeMario. And she's like, who? Oh, Shade. That was Shade. The branches are out. It's like, oh, geez.
Yeah. Then she's like, DeMario's like, yeah, you know, like, what's up? You know, and Rachel's like, well, you should have just been honest. You should have just been like, you know what? Like, this girl is, you know, nothing to me. And instead, you were like, they were like,
who
this girl is, and you're like, who's this?
She's like, I've dated 100 DeMarios before, okay? I'm done. He's like, okay, well, we've talked race and racism. So what's it like being black?
Oh, my God. I know. I have the same note. She's like, well, I wish they weren't so focused on my blackness all the time because, like, I'm just me. Like, I mean, like, I get it. Like, I'm the first black bachelorette. But, like, then it's like I'm making connections. And he's like, yeah, totally.
Black connections. You're making black connections.
Right.
You know, what do you think about making history? Well, you kind of made history, but guess who really did? Me and this show, because we put a black person on here. How do you feel about that? How do you feel as a black person that a white person put a black person on a show? Anybody? 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 How do you feel? She's like, oh, geez, do we have to keep talking about this? And then she's like, look, okay, she said, I like when you brought up the Lee and Kenny thing again. And she's like, you know, watching it on TV was enlightening. And she said, I'll start with Kenny. I was disappointed in you in that situation because Lee's Lee. Like, what are you going to do about him? He should have just been background noise and you should have just focused on us. And instead, you went all crazy. And Lee, you weren't like that with me. But now that I've watched it back, I don't even want to give life to those opinions. But now I realize I'm a spokesperson for African Americans, for women, for ladies who love giant jangly dresses that make a lot of noise when they walk, and people who are totally comfortable sitting in front of empty vases. And everyone's like, oh! Oh! And she's like, you had such an amazing opportunity to be surrounded by different cultures and different strands of DNA. You didn't take advantage of that. I mean, look who you were surrounded by. A tickle monster. A creepy puppet guy. Diggy with his 30 pairs of non-prescription glasses. Moana the Tattletale. I mean, so many Renaissance men. You could have expanded your horizons, Lee.
Members of the jury.
It's like, oh,
I present Lee.
You had a point until you were like, you could have met some fascinating intelligent men. I was like, no. Too far. Reel it in a bit.
But you know what? Can I just say that I didn't like the fact that she told Kenny that he shouldn't have reacted to Lee, because then she's like, but, you know, I believed Lee, basically. And then afterwards, I saw that he was like a liar, liar pants. But Kenny, you shouldn't have, but she didn't really believe Kenny at the time. That's why he was getting so frustrated, because Lee was lying to her face.
I know, but Kenny was also being extra, you know, like he really was. I mean, he was just so like worked up at all times, and she could hear him yelling at Lee.
Yes.
So
you're right.
She's like, you gave that life. I mean, Lee tried that with other people too. He tried it with Eric, and Eric, he got a reaction. And then once Eric realized he got played, he relaxed. He didn't give him any more reaction. No one really gave him enough reaction. So the only one he could go to and do that with was Kenny, you know? And it's not like he shouldn't have any reaction. It's just like so much reaction. So that was a lot of reaction.
Yeah, but Eric had even more reaction, and Eric's in the top three.
Yes, Eric, but Kenny's reaction continued. And then he's walking around that hill. Remember when they had their two-on-one, and he's like, oh, you little snake.
Yes.
Oh, slither. Just he wouldn't shut up. It's like, he can't just win, you know?
I know, but that in Kenny's defense, if I'm representing Kenny, by the way. You can represent
I'll
Rachel.
Be on Lee's side. Just kidding.
I'll be on Rachel's side. I'm court appointed, but still, I am finding the way to defend Kenny. I just feel like when they were on the two-on-one, Lee was blatantly making up stories, and then Kenny was having to defend himself because Rachel was like, Kenny, Lee just told me that you pulled him out of a truck. I mean, what if you were in that situation, you'd be like, what the fuck? That did not happen. But so I felt like Kenny was constantly being put in a situation where he had to protect him, you know, defend himself from blatant over-the-top lies, which Eric didn't.
Yeah, that's true. But I think that she's just saying, you're going to come across ignorant people who are going to try and make you look like a crazy ass, over-emotional, reactionary black man, like a stereotype. And if you react in an angry way, you're giving them what they want. Like saying that's not right. He's totally lying to you. If you need to ask the other guys, we should, because this guy's just being a drama queen and he's trying to get a rise out of me and he's not going to do it, you know?
Right, right.
Then she would have been like, oh, okay. He's just, you know, being a little pissant or whatever.
Right.
But
right.
Instead, he's like, what? And then he would go and start a fight and start yelling and screaming. It's not that he didn't have the right. It's not that he wasn't in the right. It's just like, if you're going to be my husband, you can't just be yelling at somebody in a parking lot when they're ignorant, because you're going to come across that, you know?
Right, right.
I'm a lawyer, sir.
So, oh my God, my dog is going crazy. Okay, so then, for no reason, Adam is like, can I just ask you something? She's like, okay. He goes, I'm just curious what you would have done differently. What the fuck? What? Cause that's just so stupid.
Says the guy who brought a puppet onto the show.
Exactly. Like, what would you do differently, Adam?
He would have still brought that puppet.
Lame ass back. Yeah.
Yeah, he would have still brought it. I mean, he's wearing a button down, like his shirt is buttoned down to his belly button. I mean, come on. And
right.
She's
and then
like,
Grandpa.
Well, yeah, she's like, I wish I had more time with you, an old man construction worker. He's like, well, finally. I've been sitting here wondering if I was alone in this world, and then Rachel came along and reminded me I'm still on this rocking chair, happy as the day I was born.
These old bones could get up and do a little jig right now with happiness, Rachel.
It's almost like Rachel got me some wood. And it was made out of love. And I've spiritually built a house of love that I've lived in happily ever since, watching my lovely bride could-be find happiness and joy. And I'm just happy for you, Rachel.
It's like, okay, old man construction worker.
It's like I only had a few years left in my life, and you wanted me to live them out in peace. So I thank you for that.
It was sad what old man construction said, though. He's like, people come up to me in the hardware store or when I'm on my rocking chair in my love house porch. They say, old man construction worker, how did you even get that far on that show, you old devil? You got eyebrows like Bert and Ernie, and your hair's falling out, and your balls are down to your ankles. You're even growing hair out of funny places, like from the inside of your ears or the front of your elbows. How did you get so far? And she's like, well, for the people who said that, old man construction worker, I will tell you, it was no accident. I need a man who can hang a picture frame.
Adam's like, when Grandpa got the golden ticket, I just knew he had to go to the show. He had to go. It's the Bachelorette. And he was like, I could barely get up out of my Craft-O-Matic bed, but I knew I had to go meet you, Rachel, and I'm glad I did.
I'm glad I took the chance and emptied my bedpan out and hosed out my bum to meet you, young Rachel. What a joy it was. And she's like, yes, and it was a joy for me too, taking old man construction worker and Adam, two people I wouldn't have to pretend to make out with, while I was waiting to fuck the chiropractor. Okay?
Grandpa's like, you know, I learned something, Rachel. When I got back home after my experience, I realized I need to get some bars in my shower.
When I was sitting here waiting for you to come out on this stage, I felt cold in my bones. Arthritis was acting up. And I said, a storm's a brewing, boys. And then when you came out, everything went okay, Rachel. I can move my elbow, Rachel. She's like, wow, good job.
So then Frederick stands up, and it's like nobody remembers who he is.
I literally did not remember who this guy was. I was like, who is this handsome motherfucker? He
memorized a speech like it was a moth storytelling show. Yes. And he's like, they're like, come into the stage, Frederick. And he's like, Rachel, when I was with you, I had high hopes to show you who I am. Some of these other men got to show you who they were, but you had preconceived notions about who I was. So I tried to show you that I already had love for you before I even met
you. But then he went to church. He's like, out of all these guys, there's one guy you didn't give a chance to when he stepped out of that limo. Out of all of these guys who you were trying to have feelings for, there was one guy who already had feelings. I did not see you as the Bachelorette. I saw Rachel. I saw someone I knew my whole life. Your reaction was least expected. And the way I'm able to express how I feel now means more than any love on a TV show could mean to me. And then everyone claps, and the guys are like, yes! And then, like, doing church hands on his head.
He gets a standing O.
They were doing preacher hands on his head.
Yeah.
Dying.
Yeah.
And then Kenny's like, now look, here's what my daughter thinks. It's like, oh, jeez.
He's like, Rachel, you and I had one of the most mature breakups. So, you know, if things don't work out with Eric, and by the way, I had totally forgotten Eric was still on the show. I was like, who? Because if things don't work out with you or Eric or Brian or Peter or anybody else, you know, you got
Matt,
my number.
John, Mark, Luke. I'm like, stop naming disciples just because we just got out of church. She's like, okay, I'll totally call you. Construction's like, you got my number. So then the part we've apparently all been waiting for, bloopers.
Bloopers. Bloopers.
Why is everyone so excited for bloopers?
I don't know. I hate bloopers.
Rachel's I almost tripped over a branch. I can't ride a bike.
Yeah. I broke a glass. What? Who does that?
The best part.
I ate 14 oysters. That was the best part.
Josiah eating all those oysters and then just tossing the shells back. And they're like, clunk. Yeah. And he's like, clunk. It's like, I love the food in Norway. It's so good. I'm going to eat it right now. And then the other one where Rachel's eating potato chips and she's like, salty. Just like Josiah on his way home tonight.
Yeah, I didn't get that.
You didn't?
No.
Because he like was salty. Salty means like mad.
Sweaty, like being funny.
No,
like,
salty, okay, like you don't being know what salty mean? Means? Oh, my God. Yeah.
Like, yeah, like salty, like sassy.
Yeah, salty means like, uh-oh, you're getting mad. It means like you're getting mad.
Okay. I thought it means like swearing a lot, like, you know, like salty language.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So, okay. Yeah, this was...
So then we had to see Too Much Tickle Monster. Let's just skip that.
I liked it when Rachel was sitting down at the bottom, like, I've really, you know what, I've missed all of you guys. I've really enjoyed being in relationships with everybody here. And then on the bottom of the screen, they were advertising a new show called To Tell the Truth. It's like, deep.
Yeah.
Deep, guys.
But I have to say, she is so pretty. Oh, my God. Every time she's on screen, I'm just like, wow. She just gets better looking.
Yeah. And the bonus episode with Martha, I'm like, so what do you think about race? What do you think about what is the black community reaction to blah, blah, blah? And she's like, really? She's like, black people don't watch The Bachelor, okay?
Oh, that's funny.
She's like, nobody cares. I mean, basically, this girl picked the cheesy guy so she could go on good interviews and knows he's not going to make her look like an idiot. I was like, thank you so much for just turning that right on its head.
Then we basically break down. We see the last guys. And like I said, I'd forgotten about Eric, but he's still in the episode. So next week is going to be the big one. It's going to be the rest of the overnights. And the proposal, and then after the final rose. Now, are we going to have Kate Casey for the whole entire thing?
Well, how long is that sucker?
It's like 3 hours.
Oh, my God.
Because it's 2 hours of the finale. Part of that will be the overnights, which usually happens the week before. You know, the week before Mental All. But they didn't do it that way this time because of Rachel's parents. So normally the finale is the last two guys meet Rachel's parents, and then it's the proposal. But this time we have to see the last of the overnight dates. Then she's got to get rid of somebody. Then we'll go right to the proposal.
Jesus,
then
that is
after
a
the
long
final
episode.
Rose. Yeah, then after the final rose is an hour where they see each other for the first time in months, and we have a confrontation with the runner-up. And then there's going to be scenes from Bachelor in Paradise.
I'm trying to look at something on TV Guide listings, but there's something auto-playing in my ear going, foom, foom, foom. Well, Kate, we don't have to keep Kate on for the whole thing. Why don't we do the regular two-hour episode alone, and then we'll do the wrap-up stuff with Kate after and kind of talk over the whole season and stuff.
Okay, that's a good idea. Yeah.
Oh, my God, you're right. 8 to 11. It's not that I don't trust you. I just had to actually see it in the TV guide to be like, really?
It's big time.
Okay, well, I'm down. That'll be a fun week. So we'll see you guys next week for that. To get the bonus episodes, go to roseprix.com. And thank you so much for all you guys do for us and for supporting this show. We sure love you.
We love you guys so much. And don't worry, we're going to continue on with Paradise after this is over.
Oh, also, Watch What Crappens has a live show. I keep forgetting. You know what? I'm going to put something at the top.
Okay.
Okay, bye, everybody. Love ya.
Bye.